If you want to know what the most valuable metal in a kingdom is, then look at what they make the crown out of. If you want to know what's even more valuable than that, then look what's on the crown, the jewels. The Jewish crown which goes on our heads is the tefillin. The Mishnah Shabbos says that toitefos represents where tachshit, a jewel. Says Maharal, an important aspect of putting on tefillin is wearing the jewel of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The commemoration of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Jews leaving Egypt, is a tachshit, is a jewel. The parashas, that which is contained within the tefillin on our heads, is a jewel to us. We're priding ourselves to Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we tie it to us. In the olden days, I guess, when walking around tefillin, they're walking around saying Yetzias Mitzrayim. Going through and coming out of Mitzrayim is something gold, something which we are proud of. So when a person puts on tefillin, they should feel that they're putting on the jewel of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So what is the jewel of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Did anyone ever tell us when we became a bar mitzvah, like you're wearing the jewel of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Isn't Mitzrayim just avdus, a place of slavery, a place they just want to get out of? What is it that Mitzrayim did to us? What happened in Mitzrayim is that we went through a dehumanization, a slavery, and we cried out. We said, this is not what we want. This physical labor, this physical life, get us out of here. And we cried out to Hashem. We cried out and said, Hashem, we want to be taken out of this physicality. We want to be taken out of this difficult world. What happened in Mitzrayim is we were beaten out of being a part of Olam Hazeh, denied and became different to what every other normal nation is. Yetzias Mitzrayim is we understand that our existence in Gashmius was beaten out of us, that that's not a part of us. Our priorities became different. We became part of a different world, capable of experiencing the Ribbono Shel Olam, a world of Na'aseh V'Nishma. The whole experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim, from Golos to Maamad HaSinai, unites us, defines us in who we are, and that's our pride. So we're coronating our brain with this jewel that tells me my mind and my attitudes live with the understanding that my priorities are different. Who are we? What do I live for? My priorities don't live in a world of physical priorities. That's not us. And that's my pride. I always tell over, you know, people ask me, you know, what was it like living in Yerushalayim? So I say, you know, living in Yerushalayim, we were surrounded by growth-orientated people, which means that what was important to them? You know, if I say the word to you, you know, that person is really, really successful. What goes through your mind? When we were living in Yerushalayim, we said that person's such a successful, important person. That meant one thing and one thing only, that he was a growing person, a Talmud Chacham, someone that spent time learning, someone spent time in building their relationship with Hashem. But, you know, the apartment that we had, there was a few months where we had a cut in the couch, and there was some, like, stuffing coming out of it. It didn't matter to people walking into the apartment. It wasn't important. It wasn't important what the floor looked like in terms of, was it new marble, old marble? Of course, you know, to have a masuda organized house is important. But the physical, the priorities of people in Yerushalayim are different. That's what it means to be a Jew. To be a Jew means the Gashmius, of course, we don't negate it. We don't separate ourselves from the physical world. We embrace it. But we understand that's not our priorities. We're able to develop a higher taste, to live for something higher in this world. The idea of who a Jew is, Yetzias Mitzrayim, so many of our mitzvahs represent leaving Mitzrayim, is Gashmius is a necessity and temporary. But our mind is looking to grow. Our mind is looking to build a better world, to think about other people. So when a person puts on tefillin, we understand that we feel we're proudly parading the fact that we are part of the people that left Mitzrayim. This is who we are as a people from then on. This is our DNA. This is something which affects the Jewish people forever, that we were taken out of the physical world, and forevermore our priorities became living for something greater, living for something higher.